Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Well, I'm going to say hello and welcome because I don't hear Kelly, and she's normally the one that welcomes everyone. So maybe something's wrong with her computer or her phone or something. So welcome to Fearless Generations, and we're happy to be here tonight with our special guest, Tammy Hack, a really good friend of ours and an amazing coach and author, and she does all kinds of wonderful things. So we're really happy to have her tonight with us, and we're going to be talking about surrender, especially how the process of surrendering opens our heart to possibilities. So, Tammy, tell us a little bit about yourself and who you serve and what you get to do.
Hi, Terry. Well, thank you for having me and share a little bit about me. I have a 24-year career in human resources, so supporting people is something I appreciate doing, and I've gotten pretty good at doing it over the years. But more recently, I've had a chance to work more one-on-one with some people and really do appreciate diving in and helping people learn how courageous they might be and to really pull through whatever life brings their way and know that they've got the faith and with some braveness that they can do what they really do want to do.
Mm. Yeah, that's for sure. That's a great thing to be able to do to help people walk beside them while they're discovering their capacity, right?
Right.
Yeah, my phone went out for a minute. Verizon kicked me off, so I didn't get to hear everything that you said. So I'm coming back in hoping that I heard enough to make an intelligent comment. Yeah, so I didn't. Are you coaching people one-on-one now?
No, I am back in human resources. And, you know, it certainly is it was an opportunity. I took some time and did, you know, expose myself to working a little bit like the coaching. But I was drawn back into the career of human resources. It's what aligns with me. I do it. It just feels like the right thing.
Yeah. So that takes a lot of courage. And I heard you say that when I came back. Well, if it kicks me off again, I'll let you know when I come back that it kicked me off. And all of a sudden it said, Verizon is telling you you can't finish this call. And I thought, why not?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So sometimes this platform will pick off for some reason. I thought maybe that's what was happening. That's why Kelly wasn't here. But anyway, surrendering is a word that has a lot of connotations, you know. There's so many things that we have the opportunity to have the courage to surrender to, or to go through that process. What do you think about when you hear the word surrender? Other than
early on in my life, I would think of surrender as, you know, kind of letting go. And I think my younger self thought more of it as a negative. But as I've gotten older, it's releasing and just letting things be and unfold the way they're meant to be. And I feel as if that just allows life to happen and to have the faith and just see how things will roll.
Yeah, I love that. I think growing up, I probably didn't think of surrendering as anything different than cowboys and Indians and somebody waving a white flag. And that was when you surrendered. You gave up the fight, right? And
right.
So that's really all I ever thought. That's all I ever saw the context of the word, you know, was, well, that was when somebody gives up. And as I've grown up and matured and gone through a lot of experiences in my life, I now see it as, like you said, you just let go of something that's not serving you. You let go of something you have no control over. You let go of something that's, you know, blocking you from making progress. I mean, it's just, I just always think of the song from Frozen, you know, let it go, you know. It's just giving up other people's expectations of you and your expectations of yourself. And you're just, like you said, going with the flow. Yeah, that's, I love that. So just, I'll just keep talking until I think of something to ask you, because Kelly's always a question asker as well. So this is out of my comfort zone tonight. So thank you for being here to support me.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I have this example in my life of surrendering that's really powerful to me, and so I like to share it when I'm talking about surrendering. I have 5 children. My youngest is my only son. When his father died, he was 10 years old, and we became extremely close, and I felt I had to do everything for him. You know, it was my way of filling up my heart where there was a huge empty spot. And so I think I really enabled him in many ways, emotionally and educationally. And I just, you know, loved him more than, not any more than my other children, but I mean, I just loved him. He was different. He was a boy. We did things together that I tried to be his father and his mother. And, everything went along really fine. I mean, he graduated from high school in our church. They go on a mission for 2 years. He went on a mission. He came home from his mission. He got married. You know, he kind of followed the steps that he was expected to follow. And then his life just kind of imploded. And as it did, he turned away from his family. And all of a sudden, this child that for, you know, 10 or 12 years had been kind of like the center of my efforts to be a good parent, disappeared. And for quite a while, I didn't even know where he was. I finally found out where he was. And in the meantime, he got married a couple more times. It didn't work out. And finally, I was so sad, consistently sad, beating myself up about what did I do wrong, you know, that this had happened, until one day I just had this overwhelming, I call it like an epiphany, that I just needed to surrender that relationship to God and just give it to him, because I believed, and I'm a God girl, and I believe that Jesus Christ was there to take my yoke, and that if he and I were yoked together, I could carry anything. And I'll tell you, I had this amazing visceral experience of relief when I did that. It was like, oh my gosh, not only am I sad, but I'm denying my other children of a more deep and rigorous relationship with me, and my grandchildren, and my own happiness. I'm, you know, sacrificing over something I have absolutely no control over. And so when I surrendered that, it was just like take a deep breath and let it out, and you just get this feeling of calm and relief. That's the way I felt. Since then, our relationship has begun to build up again, and I have him in my life again, which I'm grateful for. But if he had never turned around, I still loved him as much as I ever loved him. It was unconditional love, and yet that's what I felt, and I didn't have any sadness or, you know, inability to move forward and let that go. And so to me, that's just my ultimate experience of surrendering. And what that brought me was peace and inner joy and the capacity to just, you know, go forward and see what opportunities laid ahead of me, instead of living in the past, being in that present moment now and just letting it go. You know, whatever happens in the future is going to happen. And I want to be in the flow, and I want to be in the flow of love and forgiveness and acceptance, not in a flow of sadness and grief and regret, you know? So mm-hmm. I really appreciate what you said. And that's just kind of like my ultimate surrender, you know, example that really impacted my life in a way that I understood the power and the peace that comes from surrendering.
Wow.
there's just something about that inherent desire that we have to try to control the outcome. Or for me, it's been, you know, kind of almost dreamy that you imagine that this is how something should be, you know, and whether it's what you've experienced other people have happened to them or you've seen in a movie, you just get into that picturesque kind of zone and you do, you just end up frustrated and, you know, you encounter so many disappointments. You know, one of my more recent experiences was when I knew that the job I was in just no longer was aligning with who I was. And so I stepped away for a moment, was exploring other opportunities. And even with that, you know, early on it was really interesting and, you know, I had a lot of energy. Then there was a moment where it was kind of a question for me, with my husband, you know, is, well, what is it? You know, what's next? You know, why hasn't something happened? You know, and I just fell into, you know, the moment of knowing that if I continued to explore and tried to put myself out there, to show up as who I am, you know, what, share with folks what it was I was looking for in a career, in a job, and stay true to who I was, that something would unfold. And truly, you know, what you've described with the surrendering, feeling liberated and just continually practicing that, trusting that, you know, with my faith that what is meant to be will be, I just needed to be patient. And as time went on, I, you know, I had some job opportunities, some interviews, and then I did get a job offer. And that's where I'm now. And everything about this organization, everything fits really well. And I have found a lot of joy in going to work. And for me, it's been amazing, not just from but it falls into so much more. You know, what we do with the course of our days, how it impacts us and helps us become more of who we are is so awesome with our journey.
Oh, yeah. I love that, Tammy. I'm so happy for you because I kind of got to see some of that. Tammy and I are in a couple of networking groups together and kind of got to watch her through that journey a little bit. And it just makes me so happy that you've found what, you know, really aligns with your values and who you are. That makes me really happy too.
Well, and Terry, you inspired me with your story. You know, you had shared how you had shifted careers in your life. And, you know, sometimes we do, you know, we grow up and you find a job and so often you get comfortable. And then I felt like, you know, I needed to be responsible and committed, and I didn't want to, you know, rock the boat. I had something in place. So, you know, what should I need, you know, beyond that? But to know that this is our life and to explore other opportunities is what we're here for. You know, it's, you know, the journey, that you're not to feel that you have to stick with one thing forever.
Yeah.
Yet, you know, grow through it.
Yeah, I love that. We talk in Fearless Living about not being attached to a specific outcome. And when I heard you say the word should, you know, if that's an expectation, right? I should with this. I should do this. I should do that because I want this specific outcome to happen, whether it's to have more money, more time, or whatever it is that you're looking when you're kind of evaluating or reflecting on your career and where you want to be and what supports you. And that was really hard for me to understand as well. The concept of surrendering is also surrendering those outcomes. You know, we think, well, when I'm 65, I want to be here and doing this and doing that. And that's, you know, and then you're driving yourself towards that outcome and not being open open-hearted to surrendering. And I think one of the things that I was talking, I think it was to Becky the other day, about how hard it is for me, or it's a challenge for me, to leave a relationship or a job or a commitment, because I feel such loyalty when I say I'm going to do something. And that's really a part of my experience that I would like to be less tied to and be able to surrender. It doesn't mean that you can't still have a relationship with someone that, you know, let's say you're working with and you think, oh, if I leave this job, I'm going to lose that friendship. So you stay in the job because you're loyal to the friendship. And it doesn't mean that you're going to lose that, or, you know, it's just, it's hard. It's a challenge. I don't like the word hard. It's a challenge for me to surrender something I start, because I think, I mean, I hypothesize that it's because when I was a child growing up, I was always taught that if you start something, you never quit. And so again, if I was on a path and that path wasn't meeting my needs, wasn't in alignment with my values, I still would want to stay on that path because I committed to it, you know, because that's what I was told. Don't be a quitter. And yet now I understand it's not quitting. It's just realigning, right? It's realigning to something that nourishes you, that feeds your soul, that is in alignment with your values. And I think I don't think I'm the only person that probably has that challenge of being willing to realign, or willing to get back on the path if you've gotten off, or to start a new path. And that's a part of surrendering, I believe.
Right. And I think it's listening to that stirring, because when things start to, you know, go out of alignment, and you're feeling uneasy or feeling that everything might be harder, you know, to go to work, or, you know, you're almost kind of going through the motions and the joy isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And to sit with that, you know, as it comes back, because so often you push it away because, like you've said, you know, the shoulds that, you know, this is something I signed on for, I need to push through that, you know, everybody around us, you know, again, from the outside, it appears that everyone else is comfortable and doing just fine in their jobs. And we know that no one's life is perfect, but I feel like so much of it too, it's the fear, you know, you don't know what is the unknown. You don't know when you step away from someone or something, what's next, you know, what is that going to feel like? How's it going to look? It's going to take some time. Do you have time? You know, there's so many thoughts that people wrestle with that sometimes you just take a deep breath and you just go back to what you're doing because it's so comfortable.
Yeah. I know you mentioned the word trust when you were talking before. Just kind of elaborate on what part does trust play in surrendering?
For me, I tested my trust with so many things that I knew I needed to do that made me my better self. And so whether it was exercising, knowing I needed to get outside, take a deep, you know, breath of fresh air, go for a walk, get grounded so that I knew I was feeling good. Because when any of us, I think, feel good, we do our best. We approach life with a positive outlook. You feel more at ease. You find some happiness. But to know that those are the things, you know, whether, you know, for me it was taking a walk or, you know, just pausing and recapping as to what my day was bringing to me, how I was feeling about something. Without that, I couldn't reflect on what my intentions were, you know, why I wanted to go to, you know, a certain like yoga class, or why I chose to participate in an activity. But to go back to that place, because then I knew, you know, what my intent was, and to trust that there was a reason I signed on to be involved in something, or I made a commitment because it was for me. And most importantly, you know, by showing up every day, you're doing so much for you. You're honoring who you are. And so I think that mm-hmm. helps build mm-hmm. the foundation of trust.
Yeah. I like that you, a couple of things you said that really resonated with me. And we've been talking about expectations that keep us maybe tied to something that we're not aligned with, or that we feel we should do, or someone else expects us to do. And you brought up the word intention. And I think the difference between expectations and intentions is that an intention is in the present. It's proactive, it's positive, and it empowers us. And that's kind of what we've been talking about, how when we're in alignment, we're empowered. And so in fearless, the world of fearless living, we write intentions, and we write them a specific way when we say today I, and they're always in the present, today I am willing to practice, which when you say the word practice, it takes away the expectation. So today I'm willing to practice whatever it is, you know, like I, one of my, since I had this health scare, I've been focusing more on taking care of myself and my health. And so I have an intention that I will practice, today I will practice habits that bring me energy and abundance. And because energy is the thing that I'm not getting back as quickly as I expected to, right? So it's that intention. If I can keep myself true to that intention, which has goals that go with it, you know, like getting enough sleep, eating good food, taking my supplements, exercising, and not eating late at night. Those are my five goals that I chose that would help me to practice on a daily basis, almost every decision I make during the day, so that I can have energy. And that intention I can practice, and I don't beat myself up because I'm practicing it. I do what I can when I can, the best I can in that day, in that moment. And it keeps me moving forward in alignment with what my intention is. And since January, my intention has been to get well. And so that keeps me in alignment with that intention. And then other things fall into place because of that, because I have energy, because I've gotten up and I've done my daily scripture study. I've said my prayers. I made my bed. I took my shower. You know, whatever the things are that support me in that, you know, in that intention also help me to be positive and help me to use proactive behaviors. Like you said, like, one of the things I always enjoyed about you when we were on Zoom at the same time was you have this beautiful, out your window, you have this beautiful scenery. You know, it looks like you live in a forest. I don't think you live in a whole forest. I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, I live in California. You know, if I look out my window, I might see a palm tree here and another tree there, but it's not like what it looks like where you live. And I just think, oh, that's so beautiful. And I know that it really nurtures you to be out in that beautiful, you know, arena that you have around your house. So going outside helps me as well. And I know that. So again, I can do those things. When I exercise, I walk outside. And that then again feeds my mental capacity to be positive. And so it all can be very synchronous when you have an intention instead of an expectation, right?
Right.
That kind of goes together.
I feel so much the same. You know, and you described those things that support you, you know, and, you know, I shared a little bit of mine. And I think one of the root things with, you know, the intention and the need, you know, for you to continue to hold yourself accountable to fulfill those,
mm-hmm.
you know, to know that those are the things you do that help you to be your best self. And that's where, you know, we go back to the point of trust that, you know, if I would not do something that I knew would be good for me in a moment, you know, and instead just lay on mm-hmm. the couch and just choose to be lazy, there would be the to start the ripple of, you know, where my distrust would be. You know, I'd say, oh, there was yesterday I didn't get up and I didn't go for my walk. Well, today, you know, should I bother, you know, the next day? So it's something so simple, but it's like within me, you know, the idea that I don't practice something that I know is good for me, that then rids you, you know, kind of helps deteriorate that trust that you build. And so I think that's the strong incentive to hold yourself accountable so that you you do continue to improve and be your best.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's, and like you said, it sounds so easy, but it takes commitment to yourself, right? It takes courage. It takes faith. It takes all those good things we talk about in OP. I just loved talking to you tonight. I always look forward to seeing you and visiting with you. I just want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And if there's just one thought that you could leave with the listeners, what would it be about surrender?
To embrace life, embrace the moment, embrace the people in your life, you know, look for the joy, you know, that they bring to you. And sometimes it might take a little bit of time to look and find it, but it's there.
Yeah, I love that. And Tammy, you have a book that, would you like to tell our listeners about the book you wrote?
I sure would. I wrote the book titled Get Out of Your Way, Live Your Life for You.
And how can they get that book?
It's available on Amazon.
Could you put the title and in our Facebook page so people could just click on that and go straight to Amazon and get your book?
I sure will.
That's great. I just love it. I wish everybody could read it. So I'm going to encourage everybody to get it and read it. And I just want to remind our listeners that you can find out everything about Fearless Generations by going to fearlessgenerations.org. We have workshops. We're coming up with a retreat in September that we're really excited about. We only have a few spots left, and we're really looking forward to, we'll be up in the mountains of California near a lake and a beautiful Airbnb and with a pool and all this. It's really, really nice. And we're going to have amazing content that aligns with the content we teach here on our podcast. So you can find out all about that, about our year-long program, our membership. I do Terry Talks every day, which is about surrendering this month as well. And it's just 1 minute in the morning, 5 days a week, and you can sign up for that. So we want to thank Tammy especially for being here. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to find out what happened to my little Kelly. And then watch the rest of American Idols on tonight.
All right.
We'll see. What time is it where you are? Is it 11 o'clock?
It is. It's 11. It's going on 11:30.
Yeah. So here it's just 9:30. So we appreciate you staying up so late and joining with us. We hope you'll come and be with us again because it's been a wonderful conversation. And so the rest of you have a wonderful night and come back next Monday, 9 o'clock Pacific time. And in the meantime, be fearless. And thank you, Tammy, so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Good night.
Good night.